National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Colin Woodall says it was the only choice the House had, as the Senate could not pass any other version before the Thursday start of the new fiscal year.
And Senator Stabenow would not allow the emergency authority provisions to remain in this bill, which basically would have made mandatory price reporting an essential function of government. So in essence, basically, if the government were to shut down because of Senator Stabenow, she apparently doesn't want us as producers to have access to market reports.
In contrast to the original House version, the Senate's mandatory price reporting legislation does not make the program an essential government service, rendering the program vulnerable to future government shutdowns. Woodall says cattlemen were left with just one choice.
The choice was either fight for that provision and allow mandatory price reporting to expire, or just get mandatory price reporting put back on the books. And ultimately, we on the industry side said we needed to get it put back in place, reauthorized for another 5 years, and then we can find another way to fight this issue of essential function of government.
Woodall argues price reporting needs to continue whether or not the government is shut down. He said it affects not just producer decisions, but the commodity markets as well. But the president is expected to sign it.